USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is stopping in on primary voters in New Hampshire as they cast votes in the state's first-in-the-nation presidential primary. Trump has maintained a strong lead in the most recent polls.
Nobody gets crowds like this. They want to see our country be great again. It's very simple.
It's a two-person race in New Hampshire between Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Most of the recently dropped-out candidates have lined up behind Trump to receive the GOP nomination. All this as Trump continues facing pressing legal matters over his actions during the post-election period in 2020. He claims the trials will help him politically, not hurt him. In a narrow 5-4 decision, U.S. Supreme Court justices granted the Biden administration's request to overturn a lower court ruling that allowed Texas to erect razor wire to deter immigrants at the southern border. It paves the way for the razor wire to be removed by Border Patrol agents. At the same time, Supreme Court justices did not overturn rulings that supported the Texas floating border wall in the Rio Grande River. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett joined the court's three liberal members in these rulings. A bipartisan border deal may be on the way. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins says the proposal could come with a roughly $14 billion price tag. Some Republican lawmakers want to see the full bill text before voting on it. White House National Security Advisor John Kirby is demanding GOP lawmakers act.
If the folks on the House Republican side are serious about border security, and they claim they are, then they should act on the supplemental request and, you know, let's negotiate this in good faith.
Charles Osgood has died.
It's been a great run, but after nearly 50 years at CBS, including the last 22 years here at Sunday Morning, the time has come.
CBS reports the longtime network anchor of CBS News Sunday Morning died today at home in New Jersey. Osgood was 91 years old. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
A grand jury is indicting Alec Baldwin for a second time. USA's Tim Berg on what this means for the actor.
Alec Baldwin is facing new charges in the death of Helena Hutchinson on the set of Rust. Baldwin could face up to a year and a half in prison under New Mexico law after a grand jury indicted him on a fourth-degree felony charge. As far as what this latest indictment means to Baldwin, attorney Andrew Stoltman says it's not good news.
Alec Baldwin faces an uphill climb at trial. Historically cocky, arrogant, liberal New Yorkers don't do very well in New York, criminal trials in New Mexico. So I think he faces real legal peril. I think there's a significant chance that he loses and he spends some prison time, which will be very hard for someone like Alec Baldwin.
More than half of the rural hospitals in the U.S. lack maternity care. That's according to a recent report from the Center for Healthcare Quality and Payment Reform, which found that labor shortages and economic troubles are causing rural facilities to stop offering labor and delivery services. The report also found that more than 200 rural hospitals across the country have stopped delivering babies within the past decade. Get ready for one more from the piano man, Billy Joel, set to release his first new single in almost two decades. Turn the Lights Back On. It'll hit music outlets everywhere February 1st. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.